I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Nau mai hoki mai ki the Everyday Māori Podcast, where we help you to learn te reo Māori that you can use in everyday situations. Ko Āpera Woodfine, tōku ingoa.
Kia ora Āpera, ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa. Āpera, ngā mihi o te tauhou.
Ngā mihi o te tauhou.
Tauhou, New Year's, just around the corner. Ngā mihi o te tauhou. Be mindful there, e te whānau, that it's tauhou and not tauhou, because tau means something very different to tau. I'll let you find out what that means. Or you could say to avoid that, ngā mihi o te wā. Ngā mihi o te wā.
Season's greetings, right?
Yeah, season's greetings. Ngā mihi o te wā.
Cool.
Hea te kaupapa e hoa?
Today's kaupapa is, we're going to be following on from last episode. We're going to delve a little bit deeper into talking about location.
Location, location, location. Following on from last episode, we introduced kēhia and ihia, talking about present location and past location. Let's go a little bit deeper. Here are some words that we're going to be using in today's episode. We've got runga for on top or above.
Raro for below or underneath.
Roto, inside.
Waho, outside.
Mua, in front.
And muri for behind.
Behind. Not your behind, but behind you.
The location.
That location. Let's go back to that structure from the last episode, kēhia, and then introducing the subject of the sentence. Last week, we were mainly talking about people using pronouns and names. Today, let's talk about objects. So a common question I ask myself all the time, kēhia taku waia? Kēhia taku waia? How would you interpret that?
Where's my phone?
What's something you ask yourself all the time?
Kēhia aku ki.
Where's my keys? Kēhia taku waia. So you can hear taku there for indicating the singular. Where's my phone? And aku for the plural. So where are my keys? Kēhia aku ki. So let's look at how we can use these location words we introduced at the start when answering or talking about where, you know, something is, whether it's present or past. We're always going to start with the location word. So let's say that your keys, ehua, they're on the table. You failed to look there, but they're on the table.
Classic.
We're going to start with the location word, which is runga. Kei runga. Kei runga. So we're indicating that they're on top of something. Kei runga I te tēpu. Using I there to connect the location word to the noun table. Kei runga I te tēpu. And then the subject. Ngā ki. Kei runga I te tēpu ngā ki.
Kei runga I te tēpu ngā ki. I've heard it expressed the other way as well. Kei runga ngā ki I te tēpu. Is that another way you can say it?
Aye, there's two ways you can go there. You can introduce where the keys are first, and so the subject, the keys, is kind of secondary in the sentence. Kei runga I te tēpu ngā ki. Or you can bring it to the start of the sentence. Kei runga ngā ki I te tēpu. All the words are there, the same words. We're just reordering them. And it doesn't, for me, change at all the meaning of the sentence. It's just more the focus is either here or there.
Right. So it'd be something like, the keys are on the table the keys are.
Aye.
Something like that.
So when we translate it into English, it's the same sentence. It's, but in Māori, you can understand that like the focus is either the location, kei runga I tēpu ngā ki, or the subject. Kei runga ngā ki I te tēpu.
I like that. It's a bit more flexible.
Flexible. Ngā wari. Te reo Māori. Nau mai ki te reo Māori. Okay, so I'm asking you, kei hea taku waia? Kei hea taku waia?
Kei roto I tō pēke.
Mm-hmm. Kei roto I tō pēke. Ka pai. See what Apira did there? It's in your bag. So, like, quite common, right? Leave the subject off when answering the question because we know what we're talking about. Kei hea taku waia? Where's my phone? It's in your bag. Kei roto I tō pēke. You don't have to say, kei roto I tō pēke, tō waia. When we're talking, we quite often leave the subject off when we respond. Kia ora e hoa. Let's try another one. Kei whea te ngeru.
Kei waho I te whare te ngeru.
Oh, ka aroha.
Haere mai. Haere mai ki roto.
So where's the cat? The cat is outside of the house. Or, kei raro I te tūru te ngeru.
Mm. Would that be under the chair?
Mm-hmm. Kei raro I te tūru te ngeru.
What if it was kei runga I te whare?
I'd be worried. Kei runga I te whare te ngeru. Kei runga I te rākau te ngeru. Sometimes, ne? So a little idiom you could use when asked one of those questions. Kei hea taku waia, kei hea aku ki. In English, I think we got often to say right in front of you or like open your eyes, you know. Kei mua I a koe or kei mua I tō ihu.
Right in front of your nose, right?
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you hear this added on. Kei mua I a koe e pūkana mai ana.
E pūkana mai ana.
Mm. Kei mua I a koe e pūkana ana. It's right in front of you, like staring at you, doing a pūkana at you. Let's go into the second part of this lesson and introduce these words. Konei, konā, kora. Konei? Heaha te kupu Pākehā.
Here.
Ai. Konā?
There, closer to the person that I'm speaking to.
Ai. Kora?
Kora, over there, far away from both me and who I'm speaking to. Far away from both of us.
Aye.
So it's like the tēnei, tēnā, tērā, but for locations.
Aye, koia, exactly. So go back to the pātai before. Kei hea taku waia.
Kei kona tō waia.
So if it's near me, yeah, that would be correct. It's in my area. Kei kona tō waia. Or kei konei tō waia. Here's your phone.
Mm.
And if it's away from both of us?
Kei ko rā tō waia.
Kei ko rā tō waia. It's over there. Now, another word that means there is reira. And sometimes ko rā and reira are confused. They both mean there, but ko rā is over there, away from both of us. You know, haere ki ko rā, go over there. Or kei ko rā tō hoa, your friend's over there. Reira, however, is a place that's already been talked about, a location that's already been talked about. So we can use it if we already know where there is. Maybe we need to give an example.
Okay, so we're talking about you going home for Christmas and spending some time in Taihape.
All right.
So we've already talked about Taihape. So we could refer to it from now on as Reira. Is that right?
Aye. So you asked me, kei hea koe mo te kirihimete, kei Taihape ahau. You might then say, oh, who's there?
Ko wai kei reira.
Aye, ko wai kei reira. Ko taku whānau kei reira. My family's there. And so there, this aforementioned place has already been established, so we can carry on talking about that place without mentioning the name using reira. So there we have the difference between kora and reira. A good thing to note about kona as well is when speaking on the phone or like online, like we are at the moment, sometimes it'll be like, are you there to see if you can hear me? How would you say that?
Kei kora koe?
Kau.
Kei kona koe?
Kei kona koe? Ai. Kei kona koe? Are you there?
Right, okay.
Kei kona mama?
Is mom there?
Mm, aye. When we talk about the place where you are, we're always going to use kona. Mm. So how's the weather there?
Pēwhia te huarere kei kona?
Ikona.
Ikona.
Ai.
So coming back to that last example, can I use that as a question and say, kei kona taku waia?
Ai. Kei kona I tō waia. Yes, your phone is here.
Okay. Kei kona taku moni?
Kau. Kau. What moni?
Kei whia no reira.
Ai. It's all gone. I spent it on Christmas presents. Okay, so a little recap. I'm going to ask you a few pātaiahua, translations actually.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say, where's my cup?
Kei hia taku kapu.
And then someone replies, it's here.
Kei konei tō kapu.
Ai, ka pai. And just remembering, we can leave off the subject when we're speaking. Kei konei. Mm. It's here. And if you didn't see it, but it's near you, and the person responds and says, it's there.
Hmm. Kei kona.
And if it's over there?
Kei kora.
Kei kora. Kei kora. Now, sometimes that's shortened to ko. So kora is just ko. Kei ko. Kei ko. To keep it nice and short.
That's only for kora?
Ai. Ai. For kora. Right. So telling someone to go over there, haere ki ko, haere ki kora.
Cool.
Now, to use reira, I might be telling you I'm off to Australia soon. Kei te haere ahau ki ahi te reiria. How might you use there in a sentence? Talking about that place aforementioned.
Kei te aha koe ki reira?
Pai, ka pai. What are you going to do there? Kei te aha koe ki reira. Kei te hararei ahau ki reira. Ai. Kei te hararei ahau ki reira. So you can see there how we continue to use reira instead of the name of the place. A pai tēnā koutou. Ka nui pea tērā mo tēnei wā. Ka hoki mai anō. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Hei kona.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.